You are listening to PesticideTruths.com.
We're with Patty Moore now. She's with the Canadian Cancer Society. She's the Health Promotion Coordinator. And Patty's been working for several years on bringing in cosmetic pesticide bans. And she's working in the East Kootenays as well as province-wide. So welcome to the Ecocentric Show, Patty.
Thanks very much for having me.
And we used to work in teamwork a bit when we were working on the Nelson bylaw, which we got in place, which was great. But I'd love to hear, you know, that was several years ago, maybe 5 years ago, I think, eh? So I'd love to hear how's it going now? You've been working in the East Kootenays on the towns on board there, and you've been working province-wide. So tell us, how's it going?
Well, it's been it's definitely an issue with a lot of momentum. And, well, since Nelson, the city of Nelson passed the first pesticide bylaw in the Kootenay region, many other communities began to look at doing the same. And so we now have four additional communities in the East Kootenay that have adopted cosmetic pesticide bylaws, including the city of Fernie, the city of Kimberley, the town of Golden, and the district of Invermere. At the same time, we also have strong support and community coalitions advocating for similar bylaws in Cranbrook, Sparwood, Rossland, and Castlegar. So it's definitely an issue of interest across the region. And as well, we have the Canadian Cancer Society has been advocating for provincial legislation banning the use and sale of non-essential pesticides.
Well, it's so good to have the Canadian Cancer Society working on this. So they're getting it, the cities, councils, and provinces getting it from the environmental side as well as the health side. And that's so important to bring in the health aspects of a lot of this environmental work is to do with human health as well.
That's a very good point, and John, and we, you know, the Canadian Cancer Society certainly isn't alone. Provincially, we've been joined by 18 other health and environmental organizations in calling for provincial legislation, including the David Suzuki Foundation, the BCSPCA, the Learning Disabilities Association of British Columbia, WildSight, the Canadian Breast Cancer Foundation, and many others. So there's definitely broad support for this as well.
Well, that's excellent work to bring the coalition together. I'm interested in hearing about what was in place. There's four towns now in the East Kootenays with something in place. What is that? Like in Nelson, we were hoping for a ban. We got a permit system.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a bit of a roadblock. It's a bit of a deterrent to people wanting to use cosmetic pesticides on their dandelions. But it's not an all-out ban. And so what did you get in the East Kootenays?
Well, you know, the communities definitely approach this issue differently. And you know, the city of Nelson was one of the first, you know, in looking at this and kind of taking that initial leadership. You know, since then, you know, each community has approached this a little bit differently. In Invermere and Golden and Kimberley, the bylaws are, they do restrict the cosmetic use of pesticides. And to my knowledge, do not have a permitting system as part of that. The city of Fernie took a different approach in that they do have a way for homeowners to apply for an exemption. However, it's only in very special situations of severe infestation or health hazard, and they need to get approval from the city before they can do that and describe, you know, the specific problems, the alternatives that they've tried, and why they need an exemption. So there is more of a process in place for that. So, you know, each community is different and takes the approach that is going to work best for them and for their city. But there definitely is broad support for provincial legislation on this, because when, you know, the municipalities have the jurisdiction to ban the cosmetic use of pesticides within their boundaries. However, they can't ban the sale of the product, and that's something that the provincial government can do. So that's one of the parts of provincial legislation that is so important, is that it will, as we've seen in other provinces like Ontario and Quebec that have done this, that provincial action sure makes a big difference.
Right, and it'd be for cosmetic use. There would still be pesticides on the market, I assume, for agriculture use. But would it restrict homeowners from buying any kind of pesticides?
It would take the products of concern off the shelves. Of course, you know there are more and more green or environmentally friendly products coming out all the time, especially as we've seen in Ontario and Quebec, where they have passed strong provincial bans.
Great, right? So there's already a ban in Ontario.
Yes, Ontario announced their ban on Earth Day. I believe it was in 2010. And the province of Quebec was the first to do so, and now there are also provincial bans in place or in motion in the Maritime provinces as well.
Well, that's awesome. That adds a lot of fuel.
It sure does. Alberta is a province banned weed and feed combination products specifically, so they have a provincial ban on that in place. So, the announcement that our provincial government is now looking at this is really wonderful news.
Right. Christy Clark announced that did she make some announcement, or did you just question her and she said she was in favor of it? How strong an endorsement was it from her?
Well, the news that came out just at the start of May, the BC NDP party put forward a private member's bill that would ban the sale and use of cosmetic pesticides in British Columbia, which Premier Christy Clark said she supported such a measure. And so this is a big step forward for cancer prevention in our province, and we really applaud the government and the opposition for their nonpartisan approach taken on this issue.
Yeah, nice to see. Just to let our listeners in on this, I'm speaking with Patty Moore. She was with the Canadian Cancer Society. She's the Health Promotion Coordinator, and she has been working on getting pesticides, off the shelves and, off the lawns and basically getting rid of them, which is fantastic. Who are some of the people that are working on the other side of it? Is there is some of the companies working against us there, the people that produce this? Are they lobbying government? Are you aware of to try and counter what you're doing and continue the use of pesticides?
Well, there certainly are, stakeholders on both sides of this issue, and the government is certainly hearing from both sides. There are, groups and organizations that don't support a provincial ban or feel that education alone is sufficient. However, we do know that education alone, while popular, is just not enough in terms of really making an impact in reducing the use of non-essential pesticides in our communities. So, the Canadian Cancer Society, we're encouraging the provincial government to introduce legislation quickly, ideally before summer, to protect children and families. And also recognizing the significant amount of public support, as we talked about earlier, public opinion polls have consistently shown at least 70% support, British Columbian support, a ban on cosmetic pesticide use.
Well, that's really good to hear. And so what is the chances of us getting a pesticide ban province-wide this spring, like that quickly? And how can we support that?
Well, the Society submitted a legislative proposal to the government last year and are very encouraged by the private members bill that was introduced by the NDP in the legislature. It also is beneficial that, knowing more than 35 BC municipalities like the city of Nelson and three Canadian provinces have already done this. It is important that the legislated ban being proposed doesn't include the use of pesticides for agricultural or forestry purposes. So, we're ready to take part and support this process in the coming days and weeks, and we look forward to working with both parties to ensure effective and timely legislation can happen as soon as possible.
That's really great. So, no telling when. I'm just curious, do you know who put forward the private members bill on the NDP side?
I believe it was the opposition leader, Adrian Dix.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay, great. This is just very recent then.
Yes. It hit the headlines around May 4th, I think, and May 6th. I remember seeing lots of news headlines those days.
Very timely in the spring. I'm wondering if there's any – is there quite recent – evidence out about the cause of cancer, connecting it to pesticide use, or is that just, is there very solid evidence around there?
Well, Well, certainly the body of research is growing. And I think, as I mentioned, you know, the number of different organizations getting involved, you know, in addition to, you know, the suggestive links of pesticide exposure with certain types of cancer, there's also links between pesticide exposure and other health concerns. You know, that's why the Learning Disabilities Association of British Columbia is part of this as well. The Leukemia Lymphoma Society of Canada, the Lung Association, the UBC Faculty of Medicine's Department of Pediatrics supports this as well, because ovalinks, especially with this posing a higher risk to children, as well as the risks of cancer with neurological and other health concerns.
Right. So if this doesn't come in the spring, I would guess you would want to make this an election issue.
Well, it's definitely a priority, you know, for us here at the Canadian Cancer Society, and yeah, we look forward to seeing how this moves forward, and ideally as quickly as possible.
Patty, I got an email recently about an online poll about pesticide use. Do you know about that?
I believe the Minister of Agriculture posted a poll to his website. Is that the poll that you're referring
yeah,
to?
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, I did see that, yes.
So how do people get onto that poll? I would think we'd want as many people as possible to say, yeah, let's do the band guy.
Yeah, it was sent to me as well, and so I just clicked on his webpage and clicked on, you know, my opinion about it. And the last time I checked, there was about, I think, 70% support for a provincial ban.
Okay. Do you know the website or an easy way to get to it? Otherwise, I'll put it on the Eco Society's website, which is www.ecosociety.ca.
Oh, sure. I can. I'd be happy to forward that to you, John.
Okay. So I think people could go to ecosociety.ca. It could be on the BC government website as well, then, I guess, if it's on the Ministry of Agriculture.
I'm not sure, and actually another great place to go for more information in addition to the Eco Society site, the Canadian Cancer Society has created a Facebook page called Pesticide Free BC. If you type that into your Facebook, and that's a great way if you say you like the group, that you'll get updates from us about those types of public opinion polls and ways that you can get involved and take action.
Okay, there we go. I think that's the way to go. So thank you, Patty, for your work to get the toxic substances off our lawns. That seems like a really good, excellent thing.
And, thanks so much, John.
For also, hey, there's the birds and all the creatures out there, and then there's, hey, the kids and us and the dogs and everyone.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We definitely can eliminate needless risks from lawn and garden pesticides together. So thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. And are you in Cranbrook?
Yes, I am based at the Canadian Cancer Society regional office in Cranbrook.
Okay, there you go. So thanks, Patty, for being on Ecocentric.
Oh, thanks very much, John.
Okay, bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Dirty bit.